It's a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight.
Welcome once again to the biggest show coming to town this week, a segment where we look at the biggest acts running through town, and then we vote on which we think is the absolute biggest coming to town in the next 7 days. It's brought to us by the Granada Theater. For their show listings, go to GranadaTheater.com. Also brought to us by Starwood Motors. We have five terrifically huge candidates this week. This is one of the biggest weeks we have ever had.
Maybe an oversell.
Going to be very,
of course it
very
is.
Difficult for us to,
it's Craig talking,
to pick a winner out of the group of five that we're about to present. Candidate number one, Wednesday and Thursday night, so big that he is performing twice this week, two shows at the D. and Charles Wiley Theater, part of the AT&T Performing Arts Center, downtown Dallas.
Uh-oh.
Rick Springfield.
You bet.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Does he not come to town about 10 times a year?
Yes.
What is his deal?
Gordon goes every time.
And women like my wife will go.
Does he ever not tour?
Yes, and I'm macking on everybody's wife. Lately something's changed. While you guys stay home, because you're not going to go to Rick Springfield, I'm there with your wives.
You overrate this song?
Nuh-uh. This song's not bad.
It's okay. But Gordon acts like it's his anthem.
It is.
He's too old to rock, isn't he, Greg?
How old is he now?
64?
Ooh, that's pushing it. Yeah.
I thought 50
Mick
was your cutoff at one time.
Mick and Paul have changed all that. We can't do that anymore.
I think he drinks a bit, too. Seems like he's always getting DUIs.
Yeah, now that you two is right around 50, a couple of those guys
move that up.
Yeah, we moved it up to about 60 now.
Man, I want to. I need to tweet that article on them trying to actually find Jesse's girl.
Oh, really?
Rick Springfield did the best he could to cooperate with them, you know, in the investigation, because it was a guy that he took this art class with who had this girlfriend that Rick became obsessed with. And so they tried to track down this girl and everything, and they couldn't find her. But it was a great investigation, just hearing the backstory of this song.
Mark that under. Who gives?
Nah, it's really good. But of course, this is a pull up purple here, Jer.
This is going to be out.
Yeah, this is the one I have to play every single time we talk about Rick Springfield.
How much would I have to pay you not to play this song?
What's wrong with you?
What's this called with you?
Everybody's girl. It's about a sleuth.
Not Jesse's girl. Everybody's girl. Okay, that's enough. We get hurt by a
girl like you. What? Why do you hate him?
I don't hate him. I just... I don't think in like 30 years, has he?
Hey.
Not anyone's noticed.
Plays here about three times a week.
I don't hate him.
He released a single in 2004 called Beautiful You that did not chart. So I wouldn't say he's done nothing.
I see albums listed for him even last year.
See?
What?
Good for him. Still making music.
Greatest Hits Repackaged, Volume 28.
Songs for the End of the World.
Songs that should have been retitled Songs for the End of My Career.
Yeah.
Okay.
Human Touch. You didn't like that?
Oh, that's a beating.
What a throw song that is.
Affair of the Heart.
That's a beating.
I've done everything for you.
You've done nothing for me. I've done everything. Good guitar riffs. A lot of stereo chorus.
And also a great actor, right?
General Hospital.
No,
is that
I think
acting?
Specific Medical Center.
No.
He appeared in episode 17, season 4 of The Rockford Files.
Oh.
Pretty big.
That's the best thing he's ever done.
That dude's still alive, isn't he? James Garner?
I think so.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like a new heart and liver put in or something crazy?
I don't care. Yeah, he's still kicking. He's 85. James Garner.
He has a new heart, I think.
Extremely cool.
Yep.
Like that car he drove.
Mm-hmm. All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Music Hall at Fair Park, it's the comedic stylings of Brian Regan.
Why would a dog bark at 3 o'clock in the morning in your neighborhood? What is that all about?
This guy's awesome.
I'm talking about when there's one dog, you know, doing a monologue like at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are they doing? I think they just go out on the porch at that hour and just go, hey, it's nice and quiet. Why don't I bark it up for no reason whatsoever? And then right when you think they're done, hum, 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 hum. What the hell's the matter with you?
I'm a dog.
Barking. How do you argue with them? Wouldn't it be weird if people were like that for no reason? Like if some guy went out on his porch at 3 in the morning, nobody knows him. It's like new to the neighborhood, just goes out there, you know, hey! 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 You all right, man? Hey! 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 That's it for me. Thank you all very much.
He is awesome. I love him.
It's pretty funny.
Remember I played that routine of him about Little League Baseball? You remember that about just basically...
I found it, but it's so shorter.
Yeah, I know. It's a long routine, but about it all comes down to what flavor snow cone you're getting.
They don't really care
about
the game.
All I can think about was snow cone. He's great.
I don't care about it. I just want snow cone. I want snow cone.
Great, okay. Cherry.
Thumbs up there.
Pretty much favorites.
All right, Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night, this at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Will Hoag.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his.
Homer Starr's great?
No.
That was Benoit Hoag. Sorry.
That's right. The clock
says 3. He just had a breakthrough album, Never Give In. That's charting really well. He was on Letterman last week. We can hear that here in a second. That's a song he did with the great Wade Bowen called Another Song Nobody Will Hear. Kind of this frustration of writing all these songs through the years and they don't get airplay.
Mm-hmm.
This one did, though, and did pretty well.
Yeah, you know, last week we learned about the Heat charts.
Mm-hmm.
Billboard's Heat chart. His new album is number one on the Heat chart.
Yeah, and you know why? This song that I play for you here, this was him when he was on with Letterman last week, I guess it was. And you've probably heard this one. Oh, wait. Is this it? Yeah, this is it.
Will Hoag. And here he is. Let's go ahead and welcome that.
This is songs in the Chevy commercial. Strong.
Like a rock. Oh, like a rock.
Crazy about a Chevrolet.
He's a 20-year straight, get to work on time. He's a loved one woman for all his life. He's a shirt off his back, give you his last dime. He's strong.
Don't overclap.
This is like a rock.
A little bit.
He's in need to move.
That's good for him, though, that Chevy's picked that up. I love Will Hoag. He's a good, if you want just good music, download that latest album of his, Never Give In. There's about 5 or 6 really good songs on that.
What is wrong with your computer?
I don't know why it's doing that.
It's been doing a lot lately.
Yeah, I know.
All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Palladium Ballroom in Dallas, the Tejas Brothers.
Hey, all right. You guys are awesome. They're in Jump Jam 1. That's right. Yeah, Jump Jam 1. Boogie, woogie, mama, see that. They're a lot of fun.
I wish you'd dance with me. I've been waiting here so long.
And I can translate for those who speak English only. The Texas Brothers.
Okay.
Thank there you.
I haven't talked to those dudes in a while. Where are they playing?
The Palladium.
Okay. You'll see them. You'll have a good time.
All right, and Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Our fifth and final candidate, Sunday at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Charlie Wilson.
Oh, from the Gap Band?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Love the Gap Band.
Now, does he have a war?
No, this is a different Charlie Wilson. As a solo artist after his days with the Gap Band, he's been nominated for 7 Grammys, won the 2009 Soul Train Icon Award, And in 2009, he was named Billboard Magazine's number one adult R&B artist.
He's still wearing the white cowboy hat?
It looks like he's got an all-white suit and some kind of a white hat on, yeah.
That's awesome. Burn Rubber is one of my favorite songs of all time.
How does that go?
Hang on, I'll play it.
Burn rubber on me,
Charlie.
Baby.
Oh, no, no, no. You've never, ever had enough.
I have it here, Jared. Go ahead and pull me up here.
This won't be it. This will be one night in Bangkok.
Springfield. We already heard it. Sorry.
Hang on, I'm searching.
Go ahead, George.
Here.
Play Burn Rubber.
I'm about to.
There you go.
Shut up.
Now you're talking. Hold on, let me kind of spaghetti dance. Be all emo.
Don't do that.
Look how depressed I am.
Man, I'm having trouble.
All right, let's just vote.
A great song.
Why don't we just vote? Biggest show coming to town this week.
Found out about you, Lee Harvey.
Let's all remember John F. Kennedy by listening to the Gent Blossoms. Found out about you, Lee Harvey.
Is it candidate number one? Wednesday and Thursday at the D. and Charles Wiley Theater, Rick Springfield. Candidate two, Friday at the Music Hall at Fair Park, Brian Regan. Candidate three, Friday at Billy Bob's, Will Hogue. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Palladium, Tejas Brothers. Or Candidate 5, Sunday at the Verizon, Charlie Wilson, George.
I'm going to vote for my man, Will Hogue.
What are the candidates again?
Skip him.
Okay,
skip
Rich.
No.
There
no,
it is.
I want to vote. I want to vote. Tejas Brothers.
Okay.
Even though they live here.
Rich?
I'll vote for Big Dick Springfield.
Okay.
I've heard that about him.
Can't believe you didn't vote for him, Gordo.
No, I'm not going to vote for him because he's not the biggest show coming to town. And
Jer.
I'm a responsible.
I'll go with Brian Regan.
That's ooh, can I change my vote?
All right. Fernando.
Now that he mentioned Brian Regan, it reminds me I want to change it to Rick
Springfield. Can I change my vote?
You're voting for Brian Regan also? I'm going to vote for Charlie Wilson.
Weird.
But it looks like the winner this week with two votes, the comedic stylings of Brian Regan, Friday night at the Music Hall at Fair Park.
Great for Cherry. Both favorites. Here, turn up. Here's my Burn Rubber.
And now here's the Gap Band.
Oh, dear.
To honor Brian Regan.
Just shut up. Don't you remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Of course. We used to listen to this all the time.
Yep.
Good song, too.
Great song. Anyway, that's Burn Rubber. What's next in the corner?
Here's my other favorite song of theirs. Turn it up there, Jer.
Don't turn it up.
Here we go. No, seriously.
It's not Gap Band.
It's a great song, though.
Go back to Burn Rubber.
Is this really a great song?
Yes.
All right, what's better? You Drop the Bomb on Me or Electric Avenue? If you had to choose one Brian Regan song.
Burn Rubber.
Electric Avenue.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. What the hell is going on?
Just get out of this segment.
Okay, yes, let's get out of it. All right, coming up next, I'm debuting something brand new, fresh from R&D. It's Gordo's 12 Quick Hits for 12 Apostles. Next.
Oh, you hit the post, even with all that.
This is the time.